Blog Talk Radio.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
is
going to
come out. Your unemployment benefits ran out 2 weeks ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit, get out of debt, and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and on this fabulously sunny Saturday, September 11th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona, and I am so excited. We have an incredible show for you on this Remembrance episode for September 11th. The date has passed, but is not forgotten. And we must always remember what happened on September 11th and how we were attacked on our own soil. And we have special giveaways today just for veterans and current active duty service personnel. So stay tuned for all of the good stuff coming up on today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. I am she, Heather Wagenhall herself, your hostess with the financial mostest, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes to achieve financial independence and create instant financial wellness for you and your family. And I have an incredible show for you today to help do just that. We have the second part of our Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, author T. Harv Eker, joining us on today's broadcast to help fill in the gaps and show you how to reprogram yourself for success. So you've been hearing it from me, and you'd be like, yeah, whatever. I know. Well, when we know, we don't grow. So what we're going to do is we're going to set all that aside, because you're going to hear it again for the second time with T. Harv Eker. He is going to share with us exactly how you can change your money blueprint and turn up that thermostat for your financial health and wellness. And I'm so excited. So he'll be joining us later in this hour to talk about his Secrets of the Millionaire Mind and how to apply those secrets that he has learned to help you become wealthy. And let's say this up front. Being wealthy is not about the money. It's about what you can do. Money is a tool, not a goal, like we always talk about here on the show. And the more money you have, the more money you can do with. The more money you can help people with. You can help your family, your friends. When you have money, you can write your own ticket. It's about the freedom of choice. And that's the value of having a prosperity mindset and about getting rich. So we're going to talk all about that when T. Harv Eker joins us later on. We are clipping through these keys this season. Holy cow. It's amazing what's been going on. And this has been an incredible season. Our Unlock Your Wealth protege has blossomed right before our eyes. Comedian Coco Brown will be joining us in the second hour. And we are going to check in with her and how she's doing on her financial coaching and her path to prosperity. And it's, gosh, we have two more keys left after this week. We are on key 11 on Forget the Perfection Principle. And today's key is all about forgiveness, about not sweating the small stuff and getting back in the saddle. Because we've come so far. For those of you who that have been with us this entire season, you have worked your keister off to get your mind right, to get your goals in line, to get your money straight, to focus on how you are doing with your goals, how close or how far away you are from home ownership. How have you done on your debt reduction? Have you gotten your credit in line? And you've come so far, and then when we have hiccups along the way, we beat ourselves up about it. And we think, oh, why? All hope is lost. And things happen that may or may not be our control. If we go out and blow a bunch of cash we know we shouldn't, that's our fault. But things happen to us that take us off of our mark. But that's okay, because this isn't about perfection. This is about focusing on the progress of the process. So we're going to work on that in the second hour. Plus, we have our Millionaire Minute. We have Minutes on Your Money coming up. And again, we have incredible giveaways. So this week's trivia question has to do with our most recent midweek update episode that we did this past week on how to handle your aging parents' finances. When it comes time for you to take over, how do we do it? What do we need to do? What's our plan of attack? And this week we went over that on our midweek update, and we came up with a strategy for you to broach that subject. Well, when we did this broadcast, we talked about several things that we need to do and what we need to do and how we need to approach our parents. So today's trivia question is going to be, name one of those things in order to help take over your parents' finances. So what we need to do is call in, chat in, or email in to win. So I'm totally excited. So what we're going to do is you can call in at 1-718-508-9002. 1-718-508-9002. And the illustrious, ever-popular, and good-looking moving this weekend, Hunster, Kristen Hun, is moderating our chat room and answering your calls with potential right answers on the trivia question. Now, if you were listening from our show play page at blogtalkradio.com/unlockyourwealth, all you have to do is pop into the chat room, and you can chat your answer over to Ms. Hun, and she would be happy to take your answer and see if it is the correct answer. Or if you're listening from a podcast or from our unlockyourwealth.com website, from our player on the website, all you have to do is send us an email at trivia@unlockyourwealth.com. And you could be the next owner of one of many prizes. You can have your choice of credit report review. You can have a financial coaching session. You can have identity theft shield protection. You can also win one of a bunch of different books that we have from our previous show guests. And or you could have one of my books from Yes You Can that I co-authored with the late Jim Rohn and Dr. Warren Bennis, plus 19 other fabulous authors. So if you think you have the answer to this week's trivia question, all you have to do is call in, chat in, or email in to win. Now, I also have our first giveaway because my brother is an active duty military personnel, and you've heard me, for those of you who are regular listeners, reference him so often, and as a matter of fact, last week was his birthday weekend, so we had said, I gave a happy birthday shout out to him last weekend. But since I am in so much support of people that are willing to lay down their lives for all of us to be entitled to our own opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent, we are going to do some incredible giveaways. So for today, if you are active duty personnel serving anywhere in the United States or abroad and are listening to this show, you're welcome to call in or chat in, and you can win autographed copies, personalized copies of my book, and it's not limited. Well, wait a minute. I only have so many to give away. So for the next 20 active duty personnel or veterans who have served previously in our armed forces, we are giving away personalized copies of my Yes, You Can book, and I believe T. Harv Eker has a couple of autographed books also. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-718-508-9002, and let Kristen know where you are serving, where you're stationed, what branch of the military you're in, and give her your personal information, and we will get one out to you. Now, if you want the book personalized to someone else other than yourself, give her that name too. But I want to support what you are doing by giving you the tools that you need to succeed personally as you protect and defend our country and the citizens of it. So this is very important to me on this September 11th Remembrance Day, and I want to help foster everyone's financial independence, but specifically today we're going to focus on military personnel, and so all you have to do is call in, chat in, or email in to win. And all you have to do is send an email to trivia at uywradio.com. I'm giving out the wrong email. trivia@uywradio.com. And just put your contact information, again, where you're serving and what branch of the military you were in, and a Cisco mailing address, and just send us an email, and we would be happy to get you your personalized copy. And then again, if it's going to anybody else, make sure that you include that person's name. So if you want it for a loved one, a child, a friend, or something, make sure that you include that name. I'm so excited. Well, we have so much to cover on today's broadcast, and we want to get into it here. So let's take our first break right now, and we will be back with Minutes on Your Money and T. Harv Eker, all coming up on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, and we will be right back with more right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity, your guide through the murky waters of money management. How about that for alliteration? Did I get enough M's in there? Anyway, in light of this week's Managing Your Parents' Finances vein from our midweek update, how about 15 things you need to do before you retire? This from U.S. News and World Report says that it can be difficult to determine if you're prepared to permanently exit the workforce. You need to save enough to last the rest of your life. And you'll need to manage that money to beat inflation and minimize taxes. And retirees should also be focused on having a specific plan for remaining connected to others and staying relevant in your new phase of life. Now, the things that you need to be focusing on is to establish a retirement budget. Now, your expenses should go down because you won't have to pay for professional work clothes or commuting back and forth to the office. But unless you are mortgage-free, you probably have some other expenses that are going to remain constant, not just utilities, but any car payments, credit cards, or mortgages. You're going to have to make sure that you have enough income to cover that. And just in case you're not paying attention, Social Security is not going to cover it. Let me just tell you. It doesn't even cover a third of my mother's expenses. I pick up the tab. Probably, maybe it's a tenth of what it costs for her to live. And she doesn't really have very much. But you've got to set that aside. You need to mentally think about what kind of lifestyle it is that you have. And then you need to add a zero to that number that you're going to be making or have as a base number to be drawing the interest off of as an investment and focus on hitting that number. Now, you should have cash flow from a variety of sources. If you have any pensions or 401ks or other investments, maybe you have real estate investments that pay you regularly, you need to examine that cash flow and make sure that that's going to be enough to cover that retirement nut that you're going to set up. As you are moving toward that retirement age, you need to be focused on how much you need to save and use financial calculators to work your way backwards to know how much money you need to be putting away each and every month to get to that number. And then you need to think about, how am I going to draw off this investment? And as we're accumulating these assets, we need to make sure that we're minimizing our taxes. So you need to meet with a tax accountant, attorney, tax attorney, or a CPA to help you figure out what you can do to minimize your tax obligation. Where do I put my money that I maximize my return and minimize my financial obligation to good old Uncle Sam? Now, if you work just a little bit longer in the workforce, you can maximize your Social Security. So if you stay working in a not withdrawal, as soon as you're eligible, you'll be able to draw more off. So if you wait until 70 instead of 62, you can max out the amount of money that Social Security will pay you. Now, before you hit Medicare, and let me just tell you, Medicare is a Gestapo. I'm not real happy with Medicare. But when you hit Medicare, you're going to need a supplement insurance. So you want to start looking around for now what that would be. And the way to determine what type of coverage you need is take a look at genetic factors. What happened to your parents once they got old? What issues did they have health-wise? So you can understand what kind of coverage you should probably be preparing for, because if it's genetic, you will probably be afflicted with those same conditions. Hopefully not. Hopefully your age and your generation has taken supplements and been proactive in their health care instead of reactive, putting a Band-Aid on it when you get the owie as opposed to keeping the body healthy so you don't get the owie. So you need to start thinking about that. And then after you look at what your parents had, then you need to reflect on your own personal medical history. Where have I come from? What have I had over the years? What have I overcome? What may come back again? What other health issues have I had as challenges that I need to be paying attention to and get that health coverage? We have other health issues and other things that you need to think about, like what we talked about on Wednesday, but I can't talk about that because I might give away the trivia question. So the rest of those resources will be found in this week's featured strategy on our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. It's free to all of our key members, and our key membership is a free membership. So all you have to do is surf over, sign up, and start saving with all of our strategies that we have. So that featured strategy will be available after the show, and you'll be able to find all those fabulous goodies about what to do before you retire and what you need to know about managing your parents' finances. And it's not going to be up until after the show, so you're not cheating. 8 stocks for the market's next rally. One of my favorite MSN money guys, Jim Juback, has listed his 8 picks. And he runs through these different stocks, and I don't watch the market. I used to be a trader, and I lived and died by the market. And for a while there, I was really silly in my late 20s, and I would look at my horoscope at the beginning of the day, and if I had high money on my horoscope, that would be a day I would trade. I didn't work for a year. I just traded for my own account until they changed day trading rules and made the taxes unrealistic for me to continue to do that, so I just went back to getting a job. But when I was being silly in my 20s, that's what I did. And so he watches the markets with a keen eye. And some of the best performers in the U.S. markets fell into very identifiable groups. And he says, you might expect some big winners were in the truly beaten down sectors and industries. Among home builders, KB Homes up 11%, Beazer Homes, and Havanian Enterprises, which is another home builder, had some good gains. Lumber Liquidators also. Now, given this BP challenge and having overseas and gas always something that's on our mind, Oil Drillers Rowan was up and Pride International. Other stocks that have also rallied is my favorite NASCAR race car driver's sponsor, Tony Stewart's Burger King, jumped after a buyout offer from a Brazilian investment fund. So these are just some of Jim Juback's picks. He's got a great article on MSN Money. If you want to read further and get more of the details, just surf on over and look for 8 stocks for the market's next rally in the commentary section. And so that is courtesy of the Huntster, because she pulled that article. I was pretty excited about that. Okay, on all of my papers, the Prosperity Poochie, the Unlock Your Wealth mascot, decided to, he wanted to go over the news first before Mommy did it on the air. So our things are a little scattered. But nonetheless, he had to make sure that it was newsworthy, I guess, for today's broadcast. So let me ask you a question. Would you exercise if you got paid to do it? MSN Money's Kristen Solomon writes, would the promise of fattening your wallet motivate you to slim those thighs? An increasing number of employers scared stiff by ballooning employee waistlines and exponentially increasing health care costs are betting that they can entice workers into healthful habits and incentives like moolah. Up to $2,500 in some cases, and friendly competition among coworkers. And this is something that I've been a big proponent about for years. Proactive healthcare, not reactive healthcare. If we did proactive healthcare, we wouldn't have to do reactive healthcare except in extreme emergent situations like car accidents when you get your arms chopped off. We would have all of this crap, heart disease and garbage and obesity and other health-related issues, diabetes and all that crap. But anyway, that's my editorial embellishment. Back to the article itself. It says the companies are cropping up to help employers get you out of the lazy boy and walking around the block, including Virgin Health Miles, owned by none other than fabulously successful entrepreneur Richard Branson. Tangerine and Red Brick Health. Their notion is pretty simple, says Sean Forbes, the president of Virgin Health Miles, who works with about 130 companies nationwide getting people to do the right thing if you create an incentive. And that's unfortunate that just the reward of better health isn't, but nonetheless, how it works, the Harlandale Independent School District in San Antonio had a big problem, you might say. San Antonio is ranked one of the fattest cities in America, and the school district has not been immune. As the district saw the weight of employees rising, it also witnessed increases in the number of people with diabetes, pre-diabetes, and said, we need to do something to motivate these folks, says the benefits administrator from the Harlandale School District. And they couldn't think of anything better than money, because when you reward somebody, it's usually with food. Ha-ha, interesting concept. So the school district introduced Virgin Health Miles program in 2008. And here is how it works. Let's say you're a teacher and you sign up. You are sent a high-tech pedometer that you can wear all the time, walking the dog, jogging, strolling around the block, pacing in class, wearing it a few times a week. You plug in the pedometer into any computer, and an online program tracks the number of steps you've taken along with other information. And you earn points for your steps. For instance, 7,000 steps, which is about 3.5 miles of walking, earns you 60 points for that day. The more you walk, the more points you get. You get points for other things like getting your blood pressure, weight, and body mass index checked at special stations, hitting your targets in those categories, and even logging on to their health website to read articles and information. If you accrue enough points and hit certain goals, you get a reward, usually a cash or gift card. For instance, Harlandale's case, reaching easy level one requires 6,000 points and you earn $25. So by the time you've reached the fifth level, which takes about 3 months, and 36,000 points, you've earned $150. I would blow the doors off of this because they say that the average sedentary person walks less than 2,000 steps a day and the average healthy person walks 4,000 or more. And athletes traditionally walk that 6,000 to 7,000 step mark. So you could knock that out in a few days, 36,000 points, holy smokes. So anyway, rewards vary by employer, but some pay up to $2,500 annually, and then some also offer lower insurance premiums for people who drop weight, lower their blood pressure, or bolster other indicators of fitness. So that's kind of interesting. I thought that that was pretty poignant for today, and kind of an interesting thing. As we get into the back-to-school groove, fall falls, and as it gets chillier, we tend to hibernate. And as we hibernate, we don't burn as much. The days grow shorter, so our awake time, our daylight time is shorter, so we're out less, and when it's cold, we don't want to go out, so we tend to fatten up. just like bears do before they go into hibernation. So we fatten up, and then we got the holiday season, and before you know it, our waistline has exploded. So this is timely season-wise, and that's why I chose that article. One last one, investors are betting that the bear is back. Bloomberg Newsweek Online says lately some of the more popular fund managers, tongue twister, fund managers in the stock market are judging where investors have put their dollar and those who are betting against it. So-called bear market mutual funds and exchange-traded funds have benefited from an inflow of dollars this summer, despite warnings that many investment advisors are saying that the funds could be wrong for individual investors. And bear market categories include a variety of approaches, but all are designed to profit when stocks fall. And many also use leverage, meaning that they're borrowing in a way that can magnify gains but also magnify losses. According to Trim Labs Investment Research, assets at bear market exchange-traded funds have risen $1.3 billion, or 8.3%, in the past 3 months. During that time, assets of bear market mutual funds, though smaller than comparable exchange-traded funds, have gone up $33 million, or 2.75%. And a larger percentage of an increase than any other domestic stock category. And bear market funds have grown alongside bond funds, but despite concerns of regulators and investing experts, they have been continuing to grow. And the funds have maintained their allure, even though we're in kind of a dicey market. But who's to say, are we truly in or out of a bear market? But that's just kind of an eye on what's going on in the marketplace. And that's your Minutes on Your Money today. I am so excited because we have T. Harv Eker in the queue. So let's visit with our sponsors for a moment, shall we? And then we will be back with some secrets of the millionaire mind you too can incorporate into your life. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. I know I am very excited about our next guest. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And before we get to our next guest, I want to remind you that today is our September 11th Remembrance Broadcast. And for active duty military personnel and veterans, we are offering a free, complimentary, free, my favorite F word, free. I like other F words too, but that's one of my favorite F words, free, free, free. And hopefully free is your favorite four-letter word too. Free books to support your personal development and financial growth while you are serving or have served in our United States military. So call in, chat in, or email in your information, and we will send you a personalized book from the Yes You Can, or you can win T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind autographed books. And it's open to the first 20 people, and I've seen some callers in the queue, so I don't know how many have been given away so far, but we've got 20. So if that's your vibe, all we need is where you are currently serving, if you're active duty and what branch you're in. And if you have served, what branch you're in and what your last rank was. And then a physical mailing address. And if you would like it personalized to someone other than yourself, I need to know that so I can sign it to the right person, and Harv can also personalize it to the right person. And that being said, I wanted to make sure that we're paying attention. And throughout the broadcast, I want to remind you. Also, today's trivia question, I don't think, oh, wait a minute, I see a Skype here. Maybe we've got an answer. I'm not sure. I guess that's not a trivia question answer. So, trivia question is still open. And the trivia question is, name one of the things that you need to do to prepare for managing your parents' finances when they become ill or incapacitated and you're responsible for them. Call in, chat in, or email in to win at trivia@uiwradio.com. I need to fix that. uiwradio.com. That's the email. Send your answers, and you could be a winner. We will let you know if you are, if you email it in. So anyway, now's the moment we've all been waiting for. I'm so excited. If you missed last week's episode, make sure that you download it, because it is the first part of today's conversation. And last week, we talked about what your money blueprint is. And today we have best-selling author, not just best-selling, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, the list goes on, best-selling author, hit the charts in less than a week with his book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. It is so powerful. Harv has fostered thousands of people on to achieving their fullest potential. And remember, building wealth is about achieving your fullest potential, not just about the money, but it's about what you can do with it, the choices that you have, the freedom that managing your money effectively and growing it brings you. And I would like to welcome to the broadcast our guest and part two of our Secrets of the Millionaire Mind series, T. Harv Eker.
Welcome to the broadcast, Harv. It's so good to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
I am so excited. I can't believe what you offered our listeners last week with the Millionaire Mind Intensive. And we left our conversation talking about our money blueprints and our financial thermostats. And we talked about how they, no matter whether you raise them or lower them through external influences, they always kind of go back unless you actively work to change them.
That's correct, right. You not just work at it, you have to change it. You can work all you want, but if the working at it isn't successful, they haven't changed, those dendrites haven't changed, actually, physically, you're still stuck where you are. And that's what I guess, you know, this Million Mind Intensive is so valuable, because we actually change your money blueprint right on the spot, right at the event, and it's changed permanently.
So what is our money blueprint?
Well, again, as a repeat from last week, each of us has a personal money blueprint already ingrained in our subconscious mind, and it is this blueprint that will determine your financial life. So again, you can be the best business person, you can be the best at real estate, stocks, it doesn't matter, but if your subconscious money blueprint isn't preset for a high level of success, you will never amass a large amount of money, and if by chance you do, you'll somehow manage to lose it. I know I said that last week, but it's very important to realize this blueprint is a subconscious way of thinking, and it bubbles up unconsciously. So it's a way that you make decisions. So here's an example of a blueprint. So someone is listening to me right now, and they're going, one person, two people, and they're both listening to me. One person is saying, this guy sounds like he's trying to sell something. I'm not going to go to any course. I don't have time to go to courses, and I wish he'd just get to the meat right away. You know, what do I need to do here? Like, is this guy going to teach me anything about getting in, you know, some techniques in real estate or stocks? Or, come on, let's get to the meat of it. Okay, that's one person. Another person is saying, well, you know, it sounds like this guy's pretty committed to what he offers here. Sounds like he believes in it. Maybe he should, consider he's got 1.5 million graduates, since he has some of those popular programs in the world. And people come, you know, 3,000-5,000 strong to an event. Maybe he's got something to talk about. Maybe he learned something on his own after his struggles and it worked for him, and he's sharing with the rest of us. And maybe he's a decent person for doing this. Maybe I should listen up and learn something, whatever he's saying. And some people are going, well, you know, I just want the hard stuff. You know, give me those techniques. And this other person, the second person, is saying, you know, I understand that my mind has everything to do with the hard stuff. And as Harv said last week, you know, you have a computer in front of you. That's a hardware, but it's useless, completely useless without the software. So the software is important. Now here's the difference. One person, the first person, is stuck. They are really stuck in their blueprint. They both have blueprints. One is, I already know. The other is, I'm willing to learn and grow. I'll say it again. The first person's blueprint is, I already know. The second person's money blueprint is, I'm willing to learn and grow. Question, which one of those people do you think actually succeeds?
The latter.
That's right. That's how rich and successful people think. They are thinking in terms of learning and growth. I mean, I did an interview around with some very successful people recently. Donald Trump was involved, all that. And everybody was talking about, oh, this conference and that conference and, you know, what I learned from this guy. And this guy was amazing. He taught me this. And, you know, hey, wasn't it, remember last week before we even started, isn't it true, Heather, that I started with, I talked to you before we even started a recording about a quote about a book I was reading by a Zen master. Isn't that true? Or you can call me a liar. Yeah. Is it true or false?
It's completely true.
Right. And I was reading a book about Zen and, you know, my own personal growth. And that's what I do, my friends. I read and I study and I go to programs myself to, you know, to enhance my way of being. And anybody who stops doing that, you know, there's a simple rule of thumb, my friends. If we're living organisms, and all living organisms, if you're not growing, you're automatically dying. I'm going to say this again. If you're not growing, you're automatically dying. So you choose which way you want to play the game, but that's what a blueprint is. A blueprint is your way of thinking, feeling, and acting regarding money and success and wealth. The way you think, feel, and act is your money blueprint.
Well, one of the things that I know is, or at least that I live my life by, is if I'm not learning, I'm not truly living. And so I'm always looking for that next thing, that next new idea. And I wrote down Wayne Lickerman when we had that private conversation last week, and I made it a note to go look up what you were reading, because I thought, well, if he's reading this, then there's probably something that I could get out of that too. Just the same mindset of that latter person you were talking about. And I noticed that when I go to events, the people who have all the money are the ones that are talking about ideas. They're not talking about, oh, the latest Gucci handbag. Did you see the latest Gucci handbag I got? No, they're talking about the next thing that they can learn, the next place they can go, the next experience that they can create. And I have been studying this all my life because I've been so fascinated with wealth and how do I get it, because I didn't have any when I started out. Like I said last week, I told my parents I was born in the wrong income bracket. I wasn't meant to be poor. I was meant to be rich. And you shared last week about what rich people do differently. So what are some of those things, in addition to learning, that rich people do that others do not?
That's a really good question. So let's make sure everybody's got a note on this first one, and that is that rich and successful people learn and grow, and broke and unsuccessful people always think they already know. I'm going to say it again. They think they already know. They're full of ego. And I don't mean to be harsh on anybody, but, you know, these people who think they already know everything, they can only get to the level that they're at and not much more. And they'll be passed by people who are willing to learn. Now, another thing that's very important that a lot of people don't realize, and even if they do, they don't really recognize, is that rich and successful people, write this down, please, they believe, I create my life. And other people usually believe, life happens to me. So if you want to create real wealth in your life, it's imperative that you believe that you are at the steering wheel of your life, especially your financial life. Consciously or unconsciously, it's still you. So instead of taking responsibility and accountability for their lot in life, most people play the role of the victim. And you can always play the victim, tell the victim, because they leave three indelible clues. And here they are. The first one is they blame. They blame the economy, they blame their type of business, they blame the stock market or the real estate market, they blame the city they live in, they blame their taxes, they blame the government, they blame their employer, their employees, their manager, their partner, their upline, their downline, they blame their husband, they blame their wife, and of course everybody wants to blame their parents for something, right?
Yeah.
Or they do this. The second clue is they justify their situation by saying something like, well, you know, money's not really important. Let me ask you this. If you said that your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend wasn't really important, would they be around for very long? I don't think so, and neither would
yeah.
they. You know what's so funny, Heather? People come up to me in my courses all the time at a break, and they go, you know, Harv, you know, you talk about money a lot, but money's not all that important. And I go, you're broke, aren't you? And they go, well, right now I'm a little short. I go, no, not right now, always. You've always been broke, yes or yes. And they go, oh, of course they're broke. I mean, you know, realize that if you didn't think having a motorcycle was important, would you buy one? Would you have one? Of course not. If you didn't think having a pet parrot was important, would you buy one? Would you have one? Of course not. If you don't think money's important, would you have any? Of course not. You know, what's funny, Heather, you can dazzle your friends with this information. Next time they say money's not important, put your hand on your forehead, gaze up into the heavens and say, you're broke, aren't you? And they're going to go, how did you know? And you're going to go, what else do you want to know? That'll be $50, please, and you have a whole new business. You're a clairvoyant, of course.
I know. I have Romanian lineage. It's in
exactly
my blood already.
Here's the third way that people play the role of the victim. And this is critical because most people do this one. They complain. They complain. Let me say this right now. Complaining is the absolute worst thing you could do for your health or your wealth. Why? Well, one of the other programs we teach is called Wizard Training, and that's all about manifesting what you want in a way that you want it. One of the principles there is a principle I believe everybody who's listening right now understands and has used, and it says this. If you write this down, everybody, if you have an opportunity, it says this. What I focus on expands. I'll say it again. What I focus on expands. So when you're complaining, tell me, what are you focusing on? What's right with your life or what's wrong with your life? You're focusing on what's wrong with your life. And since what you focus on expands, what are you now going to get more of? What's right with your life or what's wrong with life? When you are complaining, you are attracting, excuse my language, crap into your life. When you're complaining, you become this big, giant, human crap magnet. Now, have you ever noticed that complainers usually have a crappy life, and they go, well, of course I complain. Look how crappy my life is. And now you know better, so you can say, no, it's because you complain that your life is so crappy. Shut up and don't stand near me. So
yes.
Here's the thing. I have homework for everybody, an action plan. Everybody's listening right now. For 7 days, absolutely no complaining. Not just out loud, but even in your mind. It has to be a full 7 days, though, because you might still have some residual crap coming to you from before. Because crap doesn't travel at the speed of light. You know, it travels at the speed of crap, and it's really slow. So it might take a few days for the old stuff to get cleaned out. So it has to be for a whole 7 days, okay?
I can't believe you're on my show and we're having a crappy episode.
Absolutely, we're having it, because this is what most people bring to themselves. They have a crappy life because they bring it on themselves. They have problems and sickness and brokenness, and they bring it on themselves. And they go, Harv, you're so mean. You're so mean. You're saying, I'm doing this to myself.
Call
okay,
it like you see it.
I'm saying, okay, I'm mean. Fine, I'm mean. Now look in the freaking mirror. Now look what you're doing. What are you doing that isn't working? What are you doing to bring this to yourself? Why are you not rich right now? Why are you earning 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 a year? Why aren't you earning 500 or $1 million a year? Simple. You don't know how. Okay? Why don't you know how? Well, because you haven't bothered to learn how. Why haven't you bothered to learn how? Because you never went to rich people to learn how. So it's very simple, okay? You know, the reality is that you've got what you've got right now is because you've created that and you're comfortable with it. Harv, I'm not comfortable with this. I hate where I am. Really? So do something about it. Well, what? Well, let me ask you this. If I showed you, would you do it? No. You wouldn't do it. Why? Because you're a creature of comfort. You're a creature of habit. That's why you wouldn't do it. Because it's subconscious. You will keep doing what you've always done, period, over and out, which means you'll keep getting what you've always got, period, over and out, until what? Either the day you die or the day you change your subconscious money blueprint, or otherwise known as financial blueprint, or otherwise known as financial thermostat, or otherwise known as financial habits. Until you change what you do automatically, you'll keep doing what you've always done and get the result you've always got. Listen, I'm not trying to be mean. If you say, well, I want to make more money, and then you get laid off, okay, and you go, well, I don't have a job, so I need to go get a job. Now, you were making $50,000 a year at your last job. I have a question for you. What kind of job are you now going to try and interview for? A $500,000 a year job? No! You won't! You wouldn't dare! Because you know you'd never get it. At least you think you wouldn't. So what kind of job are you gonna interview for? A $50,000 a year job, aren't you? That's called habit, my friends. That's called your money blueprint in action. You will continue to live in that style. You reason you get paid $50,000 is because you interview for a $50,000 job. You have a job that pays $50,000. If you'd like to earn $300,000, you have to have a job that pays $300,000. Hello? You can't do that interviewing for a $50,000 job. Now, talk about owning your own business. Why do you earn, let's say, $100,000 a year in your own business and you can't break that level, or $50,000? Why? All right, I'm going to give people the secret as to how to earn money. Should I do that, you think, Heather? Should we do that or not?
I think we should do that.
I don't know. I don't know if the people are screaming loud enough for it.
And measure how many people actually apply it.
Okay, here it is. Very simple. People always ask me, Harv, how do I make more money? How do I make more money? And I go, well, you know what? First of all, that's a really bad question. Because, A, we don't make money. The only people that make money work at the mint. Unless you work at the mint, you don't make money. You have to earn money. So better question is what? How do I earn more money? Oh, very good question. All right, let's talk about the definition of a person in business or a person as an entrepreneur or a person in a job. And that is a person, listen closely now, everybody, write this down, a person who solves problems for people at a profit or for pay. I'll say it again. A person who solves problems for people at a profit or for pay. So how do you earn money? You earn money by solving what? Problems, big ones or little ones, right? Doesn't matter. You have to solve problems. So how do you earn money? How do you earn more money? you earn more money by solving what? More problems for more people. Very simple. If I earn $50 from the sale of an item to someone that solves their problem, and I sell 50 of those a day, that means I brought in $500, 50 times 5. That's good. Minus some costs, I might have a couple hundred bucks left. Great. That's super. Now, what do I need to do if I want to earn more money? I have to stop trying to help. I have to not help 10 people a day. I have to want to help 20, 50, 100 people a day. Solve problems for 100 people a day. Guess what? I just put another zero on the end of my income. So now I bring in 5,000 a day. I might get left with a couple of thousand a day. So earning money is a question of the value you deliver to others, the problems you solve for others, and what problem that is, how much you charge for it, and how many people you solve for that for. This is a mathematical formula, my friends.
It is.
So you want to earn more money? Solve more problems for more people. Ta-da!
That's it.
That's it.
It seems simple enough. Not easy, but it seems
simple. Yeah, so what's in the way, Heather? What's in the way of you doing that? Your actions are in the way. You're not going to do it. Why? Because you don't think in those terms. Why? Because your money blueprint set for low. We're
because
able
my
to
ego
change
says
that.
I know enough.
Well, it could be, but also it just
because
can be
my ego says
your conditioning
I know enough
process.
Because
you can't
because
learn
I have to
books.
Justify my bad behavior. I have to blame other people. I have to make excuses, and I can't make excuses and make money at the same time. Right?
Listen, the bottom line thought processes you have right now, not you, Heather, but the listeners, if you're not, whatever level you're at is what your thought processes are leading you to. Your conditioning is leading you to. Okay? Whatever level you're at. Okay. If a person they work out and they can lift 100 pounds over their head, why can't they lift 200? Because they're not conditioned for 200 yet, right? That's the only reason. If they were conditioned themselves for 200, they could lift 200. But they're not. So they can only lift 100. Same with you. Why are you earning the 100 you're earning now? Because you're not conditioned for 200. Why are you earning 100,000 now? Because you're not conditioned for a million. Why are you earning 50,000 now? Because you're not conditioned for 100,000. That's all. Well, we have a way of reconditioning people in one weekend to go from 100 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. That's all. What can I tell you?
And it's pretty powerful. And will you, because I know we're coming up on our break and we have to move on the show, and I know you have somewhere else to get. Tell the people what you've done for our listeners at Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Millionaire Mind Intensive.
Well, you know, this is a program that's kind of my calling card. I have 18 different programs, but this is the program that everyone needs to take before they do anything else with us. Because if you don't change your money blueprint, you are doomed to stay where you are for the rest of your life financially. Oh yeah, you'll get your 5 or 10 or 20% increases. Who cares? What kind of money is that? That's minuscule, okay? We're not talking in those terms. We're talking about getting rich, and I said last time I was on why getting rich is important, okay? So it's not just about you, it's about helping other people also, isn't it? And so, The 3-day Millionaire Mind Intensive is a program where we actually are able to change your money blueprint right on the spot, right on the premises, right on site, right there that weekend. And we actually walk in with a blueprint set for one level of success. You walk out with a brand new subconscious blueprint set for a massively new high level of success. And we do it right there and then. As I said, we do an assessment with you where you get to read your blueprint and identify your blueprint just at the beginning of the program. 3 days later, we do another reassessment. You get to see your new blueprint, and people are in shock that this is what's happened to them in 3 days, and you will be too. And so all I can tell you is that once your money blueprint has changed, again, once you've reconditioned yourself to lift 500 pounds instead of 100, you will lift that with no problem. You will earn that with no problem. And so this program is $1,295 per ticket. It is two tickets are $2,590. What we've done for your listeners, I know because of you've made this arrangement with us, and this has been a long time coming, and this is special for you, is that we are gifting, I repeat, gifting, scholarshiping the people that call in from your specific show with a very specific host number here, the people that are calling in on this, are going to get it, the entire two tickets to the entire three-day life-changing Millionaire Mind Intensive for free, complimentary. We're going to gift them to your listeners, okay? Now, the only thing is, that's two tickets, is that we're going to take a $100 no-show deposit, and that $100 is never charged if you show up. It's also never charged if you don't show up, but you let us know in advance you can't show up so that we can sell the seat to somebody else. But if you don't show up and you never let us know ahead of time and the seat goes empty, and again, you know, we're packed all the time. If that seat goes empty because you didn't have the courtesy to let us know you weren't coming, then you're rude and you deserve to get dinged $100, okay? So show up or at least call us if you can't make it. That's just common courtesy, right? All right. Also, so everybody's coming as our guest to the city nearest you. And yeah, we definitely have these programs in 14 cities all around the country, North America, and we even have them in Asia, Europe, and Australia. So you'll be able to register for what you want. So you go to millionairemind.com/unlockyourwealth. That's millionairemind.com/unlockyourwealth. And for those of you who want to go to the next level in the seating and stuff, we have a VIP seating level. And that's, again, those seats are $1,000 a piece normally in addition to the $1,297. And you get a whole bunch of other goodies with it, including five Millionaire Mind, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind books, with two tickets in each one of those that are complimentary. So if you want to sit up front in VIP for two people and you want to bring a bunch of other guests complimentary and get five more books, then that price is normally several $1,000s. However, we have a special for you. It would normally be $397, but we're going to make it even $297 just to get everybody on board and get them all to be VIP. So it's complimentary if you want to go general seating. It's $297 if you want to go VIP seating, and that's for two people along with the five books, et cetera. You'll see that whole thing on the website, I hope, and you choose whatever you want. All I can tell you is this. Whatever you choose, choose to go to this program because it is the only place on Earth, on this planet, where you can actually change your money and financial blueprint, your money blueprint, your financial thermostat, right there, right on the spot, right there while you're at the course, okay? And you will see things change the minute you get home and even before. And not just in your mind, in reality. And also I can tell you is that 1.5 million people are not wrong. And I've been doing this for many, many, many years. This is what changed my life. And this is what now changes over 1 million other people's lives.
Well, I'm so grateful for your participation in two shows. I know you're super busy with all the lives that you're changing, and to have been able to spend the time 2 weeks in a row with us, I'm so grateful to have had you on, and for you to make such a commitment to our listeners who are trying so hard to make a difference in their lives, and giving them this opportunity, Harp, is just phenomenal. If you don't have that information written down, never fear. UnlockYourWealth.com is here. Visit the website for the links into the Millionaire Mind Intensive. And we'll be right back with the second half of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio right after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Stay tuned for the second half of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Keys to Riches, right after this.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial Moses, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor, and wow, wasn't that awesome? I'm so excited about this offer. Now, I think you only have until like the 15th, so you only have four more days to get the special. So if you click through the ad from Blog Talk Radio, it's it's millionairemind.com/unlockyourwealth. If you just go to Millionaire Mind, you don't get the deal. So millionairemind.com/unlockyourwealth for the deal. Two complimentary passes for you and a loved one, someone else that you would care to have enriched in this fashion. And I would bring a spouse or a significant other, because we both come to the table in relationships with different money blueprints based on what we grew up with. And you have to create a harmonious relationship and understand the other's money blueprints. So, you know, when you understand where somebody's coming from, you can respond effectively to elicit the right result. And that's all communication is. It's 100% your responsibility not to get your point across, but to elicit the right result. Because if they don't have the same foundation, getting your point across isn't going to get the result you want. It's just going to get people angry at you. And in every communication with everything you do, whether it's personal, business, sales, relationships, anything, you must always think in terms of, how do I want this to end up? What is my goal? And when you understand what your result is, then you can work your conversation in your head backwards based on what you know about the other person. And wouldn't it be great if we knew what the other person's money blueprint is? So I would definitely take a spouse or significant other or someone you were planning to be involved with. And I would take them to this Millionaire Mind Intensive, because it's going to be huge. I'm going to be there at the one in Arizona, so if you want to come out and meet me, I would love to see you. So I will be there for that 3 days, jet-lagged, but there in attendance, because I'm going to be coming back in from an overseas trip. But I would love to meet you and shake your hand and find out what value this show is bringing to you. And if I see you there at the Millionaire Mind Intensive, I will know that you are actually working to incorporate all of the concepts and ideas that we talk about here on the show. But I don't want to blather on about that, because now it is time for the specific Keys to Riches part of our show. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we are at Key 11, Forget the Perfection Principle. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We're so glad to have you a part of the Unlock Your Wealth family. And this half of the show, The Keys to Riches, is simply a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that consistently each and every week, adding new resources and new technologies to help us master the money mind game. And this week's key is forget the perfection principle. And everybody gets caught up with being perfect. I have a plan, and I need to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And when D doesn't work out, we're like, oh, my God, we freak out, and we get mad at ourselves because we messed up, and whether it was our fault or not, and then we can't pick back up because D didn't go right with E and get back in the saddle. And what we always have to remember is that financial independence is a journey. It's not just a goal, but it's a lifelong process that we're always continually working to tweak the system. And we're going to learn about the tweak next week in Review, Revise, and Recommit. But this week, we've come so far. For those of you that have been with us since the beginning of the season, we have accepted that we needed help with our finances, that we didn't know what we were doing, or that we made mistakes and we wanted to fix them. We have affirmed our worthiness of our goals. We have said to ourselves over and over until we finally believed that we are worthy of financial freedom, that we are entitled to it, we deserve it, and by golly, we're going to take it. We planned our goals, and we figured out where we wanted to be 20 years from now and worked those goals backwards so we know what we needed to be doing every day. So getting to that goal is not a mystery. And as you proceed, you'll make history. It's so wonderful when we have a plan. And you don't have to wonder, will I get there? If you're doing what you need to do every day, little chunks, chipping away, just like Michelangelo did with David, he chipped away everything that wasn't David until David was revealed. And he didn't do that all at once. He did it little by little, chipping away, chip by chip by chip, striking that chisel and moving away everything that wasn't David until the statue came alive. And that's what you do with your money, is you chip away on this journey. And so things happen along the way. You'll have a little hiccup now and then. There'll be a bump in the road. And all you got to do is drive over it, go around it, but keep going. And sometimes that little inner curmudgeon can just beat the crap out of us. We don't need other people to beat us up and make us feel bad, because we are going to be the masters at making ourselves feel guilty enough. And we've got to learn to overcome that and just let it go. And we're going to check in today with our protege, Coco Brown, and we're going to find out just where she is along the process. And if you remember, a few weeks ago, she was busy beating herself up about taking and spending that extra money, trying to get ahead in business, but making a mistake and not planning effectively, and she was feeling crappy about that and beating herself up. So let's see how she's doing and what we can do or what we can learn from her situation. So I'm going to bring on the ever-popular, super-famous comedian, Coco Brown. Coco, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I am well, thanks. I can't believe it's been so long that we're closing in. We only have 3 more keys left.
I know. That's scary.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that we've come this far. And this week's key is forget the perfection principle.
Okay.
And in this key, we've worked so hard to accept that we have challenges, to start retraining our brain for financial wellness and financial independence so we can be more effective at managing our money. We made our goals and we put our dreams on paper and assigned deadlines to them so we knew exactly where we were going to be in the next 20 years, and we've created the roadmap to get there. And then we took and assessed what we knew about money and what we didn't know about money, and we hoped for the best and we planned for the worst. We learned how to set our emotions aside when it comes to making decisions about managing our money. And then we created our healthy savings and spending plan. We knew not to make excuses for last-minute expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
We learned how to create our credit. We learned how to set up our ratios for becoming successful at real estate investment and acquiring that first property and getting that first home. And now we fall off the wagon potentially at any point along the way, and all hope can be lost. And that's the value with this week's key in forgetting the perfection principle, because we all make mistakes. We're all human. None of us walk on water. I still haven't figured out how those guys levitate on TV yet, but I will.
Yeah.
And outside of them, we don't walk on water. We all make mistakes. No matter how much we know, sometimes there's a flaw in the software.
Right.
And we say to ourselves, we're going to be disciplined, we're not going to spend, and then we go and we have an accident. And sometimes it may not have anything to do with us. We might have an emergency situation that happens to us that doesn't have anything to do with our successful money management. We could have all of a sudden be responsible for the care of an indigent parent, or like you know, as well as I do these days, your pet gets sick. Some kooky thing happens, and before you know it, you're shelling out thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
And there's no way to plan for that. And accidents happen, and it can be discouraging. And punishing ourselves doesn't fix the situation. The only thing that fixes the situation is getting back in the saddle. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
So today, I want to address this with you because I know that when we were talking a few weeks ago, you actually had a point where you kind of made a mistake and overspent when you were trying to do the right thing for business.
Right, right.
And you were trying to be frugal and save money by buying all of those extra plane tickets and getting that done and out of the way so you're prepared.
Right. Right.
And in planning ahead, especially with what we got going on with the wedding and all these other last-minute expenditures and your family reunion, we've had a couple hiccups, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hiccup had a really big burst.
I like that really big burst.
Really big burst.
Yeah. T. Harv Eker mentioned it as a burp instead of just a little bit of a hiccup. But, you know, things happen to us and stuff. And, when you realize that, I'm in trouble moment, how are you feeling at that point?
You know, you go through that whole period of kicking yourself, like, oh, I should have known better. Then you go through the whole regret process. Then you go through the fix-it process. Then you go through, okay, I'm going to fix itself process. Like you go through a lot of, it's crazy, you just go through a lot of processes when you realize you might have made a screw-up, especially when it comes to your money. You know, for me, it usually starts with, oh, God, oh, why me? Okay, let me fix this. Okay, I can't fix this. I'm going to let God fix it. So that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Yeah. So now, are you still doing it after, you know, it's been a few weeks since this last little episode happened?
I've done better. It's now, you know, I give myself, you know, when I make my money, it goes in the bank. I don't touch it. I keep $20 on me. If I can't get it with $20, I'm not buying it. It's just there. And once that 20 is gone, I have to wait for the next payday to have another 20. I'm giving myself like an allowance now, because if I keep the money on me or just keep in my mind that I have that money there, I'll spend frivolously. I'll spend on stupid stuff. So now, you know, I'm just like, okay, what's in my wallet is what I have, and it does not include credit cards.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that T. Harv Eker this week's guest and last week's guest has mentioned, and that was also featured in his writing, is, you know, the difference between the way rich people and poor people think is poor people are focused on what the next thing they can do to spend money on, and rich people look at their money and say, what's the next thing that I can invest in to make even more money? So as we are punishing ourselves for making mistakes and saying, I'm not going to do that again, and focusing on not spending, we wind up spending.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just perpetuates that cycle. So instead of continually beating yourself up for that mistake, what we want to do is try to reframe and rechannel that experience, and set it in your mind as a barometer for future decision-making patterns.
Okay.
So can you think of what the positive intent and purpose would be in continually beating yourself up for those financial mistakes?
I mean, so what would be the benefit? It would be no benefit.
Right. There's got to be a benefit to you beating yourself up, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Right. I think it's just it makes me straighten up and fly right. It's almost like, you know, every time I have a financial crisis, it's like my version of scared straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me go, okay, get it together, get it together. What are you doing? Get it together.
Okay. So can you think of a time that you had an experience where you were really upset or angry at someone or something, but you forgave them and you let go of that negative emotion and energy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So picture it in your mind, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel what you felt in that moment. So tell me, what are you seeing right now as you're forgiving this person or event?
What am I seeing?
Yeah.
I just don't see the faults of that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the faults of me. It's kind of like, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. And so what was the first thing that you did or said to yourself that made you think that it is what it is and I'm going to let it go?
That's just how that person is.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been that way my whole life, but I've known them.
So you have accepted
that they are.
And then, okay, so you've accepted this person as they are. So does that mean that when they do things to you that upset you or anger you, that you don't take them personally?
I catch myself. How I could react,
mm-hmm.
I usually catch myself and go, you know what, that's just them. Why am I going to get out of shape with how they're acting right now? That's just them. They don't mean any harm. That's just them.
Okay, great. So now that we have that in our minds, let's take a step back out of that situation, and then let's get into the moment where you were punishing yourself about your money mistake.
Mm-hmm. And did I forgive myself from that?
Yes. Now let's take this new resource that we used as we applied it to this other person and add that in to this situation where you were beating yourself up and see how it plays out differently. If you could rewind it as a movie at the beginning where you started beating yourself up, take this new resource of acceptance and letting go and put that in as a resource and then play the movie forward and then tell me how it ends up.
The same thing. It's almost like the process of beating myself up when I make mistakes.
Okay. All right, well, there's some value you're getting. So let's see if we can separate that value from the instance. So you mentioned that it's your version of scared straight, that it's your way of keeping yourself one step ahead. So what if we could take that experience and separate being one step ahead, because that's the value, that's the positive intent and purpose,
okay,
and think of three things that you can do or think or feel that would give you the same benefit of keeping yourself one step ahead, scared straight. Can you think of three things you could do?
Well, the one thing I've done that I've begun to do that keeps me from doing that is now I keep a huge calendar on the wall of when bills are due.
Okay.
And I mark them off when they're paid.
Great.
That's a way of keeping myself on track.
Okay, great. What's another way that we can keep ourselves on track that keeps ourselves a step ahead?
Not spending the money before I have it, i.e., you know, knowing what goes to what, but also knowing that I pay myself first.
Great. That's a great second resource. And what's one more resource that you can use to keep yourself one step ahead?
It's something very simple, but before I buy anything, I check to see if I already have it.
That's a great thing. So many people, I find that I get something.
At one point, you know, I was like that. I would buy stuff, and then I'd come home and realize I already had it. And I'm like, you know what? From this day forward, before I buy anything, I'm going to check at home and see if I have it. And if it's really that important, I will go back out and get it. But a lot of times, it's not. It was truly just an impulse buy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, those are three really great resources. So now, if you could take those resources in and go back to where you're punishing yourself for the mistake and say to yourself, it's okay because I'm doing this, this, and this now. So this mistake is not so important. Can we go back and add those resources in?
Yes.
And play the movie?
Yes, yes. There will be a lot less things in my closet. How about that? There would be a lot more room in my room right now.
So
if I had
with the,
done that before.
Great. With these resources now, how do you feel with these resources?
It's funny. I feel a sense of pride when I do that now, whereas I used to have a sense of regret before. And now I actually can pat myself on the back and say, good girl, you didn't fall prey to that on sale sign. You actually stuck to your guns and did what you said you were going to do. A lot of times, you know, I go, wow, that was kind of spend. I didn't spend that. I didn't buy that. I didn't do that. That would have put me in the red. I stuck to my guns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm seeing a new kind of discipline in me when it comes to my money.
Great. Well, next time, remember this moment, capture this moment, anchor it in. So I shouldn't say if, because we all make mistakes, and
right.
and it happens, and there's no way to say that there won't be another one. But
right.
when the occasion, rare and infrequent as it is, because we are so buttoned down now, that
yes.
it happens, if we find that we make a mistake or as a result of something happening to us that's no fault of our own,
right.
instead of getting discouraged or beating ourselves up about that setback, we know that we need to be focusing on the progress of the process and not being totally perfect to our money management system.
Right.
And that it's
right.
okay, and we can go back to this feeling of pride and
mm-hmm.
of confidence that you're receiving from being a step ahead of the game that will minimize those feelings of guilt or punishment or anger or resentment toward the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do right now is we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the specific tools that you, the listeners, can apply when you need to let go and forgive yourself so you can stay focused on the progress of the process. You're listening to Hedda Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more Coco Brown after this.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Hedda Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Hedda Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Hedda Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Coco Brown and the Keys to Riches on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And right before the break, we were talking about a forgiveness strategy that you can incorporate into your life right now, today, to help get you along that path. We have that inner curmudgeon, and the point of our affirmations is to convince the curmudgeon that you're worthy of these goals. And sometimes we fall off the wagon. Sometimes we forget to do our affirmations. We're supposed to do them every day. We're supposed to do them throughout the day. We're supposed to do them before bed. You know the routine. When we do our nuts and bolts segment, we talk about when and where and how and why you're supposed to be doing them. But, you know, crap happens. I understand that. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay that things happen. Life happens. Now, if we're encountering a multiple repeat offender, meaning you are the one that is chronically breaking things up, you need to figure out why. But if you're beating yourself up about one particular moment and it's keeping you from getting back in the saddle, you can't have that. You must forgive yourself. And this is an incredible strategy that you can use to help you process what it is that's keeping you from forgiving yourself and moving forward. And it's a very simple process. And it will be up in the strategy section of the website later on. But the forgiveness strategy is a pretty simple one. And if you grab a sheet of paper, I'm going to help you do this yourself. You can do this. You don't need to do it with someone else or have someone do this with you. You can do this on your own. And it's a very powerful strategy. And what you need to do is grab a sheet of paper, get like a piece of plain computer paper so it doesn't have any lines on it, and you're going to turn it horizontally so it's wider than it is tall. And you're going to make three columns in it, so draw a line down, divide the page up in thirds. And then in the last column on the right, you're going to divide that column into two boxes, so make that in half, so it's two boxes instead of one. And what we're going to do is we are going to think about a time that we were really upset at ourselves or someone else. You can apply this strategy to more than one situation. But think about a time when you were really upset at yourself and you haven't resolved it yet, but you would like to have some resolution or reach a point of forgiveness. And what we want to do is write down everything that we saw, we felt, we heard, that we observed, maybe that we smelled or tasted. You know, sometimes when you argue with people, you get a rotten taste in your mouth, like you just ate a bunch of horse pucky. Unfortunately, I know what that tastes like because we used to have horse pucky fights growing up when we had to clean horse stalls. And you're going to write down everything that you can think of that you saw, that you felt, you heard. Were you hot? Were you cold? Was it wet or dry? Was it bright or muted? Was it in color or black and white? Write down all of these things that you can think of about this particular experience. And when you feel like you have completely covered it and you can't think of any more things, sit back, look around the room, focus on a few objects, kind of shake that moment off. I mean, physically shake your arms or stand up. And then sit back down. And then in the middle column, I want you to think of a time that you gave yourself forgiveness or gave someone else forgiveness and resolved a previous issue. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to write down everything that you saw, that you heard, that you felt about the moment, that you smelt, that you tasted. How did it feel? Did you feel relaxed? Were you tense? Were you, again, was it bright or dark? Was it loud or quiet? Was it in color or black and white? Were you in the moment or were you watching it on a movie screen? Was it moist or dry? Hot, cold? Write down everything that you can think of that you did on the first one, but those feelings, write all of those feelings down in the forgiveness phase. And once you take a look and get all of this out, then I want you to look around the room again, shake it off, get out of that state of mind. And then I want you to look at the two columns and compare back and forth and notice what is different about each of these experiences. And you can make your notes in the upper right column, in the right column's upper box. Write what's different. Notice the differences. If one was hot and one was cold, if one was wet and one was dry, if they're the same, then you don't write those down. But go through those different sensory modalities and see which ones they are different. Then, in the lower right box, what you're going to do is as you look at the resentment and anger one where you haven't forgiven, and then for all those that are different, change them. So if forgiveness was dry and unforgiven was moist, take the moist portion of the unforgiven and experience it as if it's dry. How is that different? And go down each one of these that you found that was different and change them in the unforgiven column and make them to match forgiveness. And see how you feel about that situation where you haven't been forgiven. And then, after you're in that moment, ask yourself, is there any part of you that objects to reaching a level of forgiveness? And if there is, you need to go back and look at what specifically that is. Typical reasons would be that if you forgive, then this in some way means that you approve or condone of that particular behavior. But forgiveness does not mean condoning a particular activity or an event. Maybe you might have an objection that forgiveness means that in some way you're weaker or wimpier if you do make the apology and accept the forgiveness. What you need to do is separate the positive function of forgiveness and any validation or credibility that you would give for condoning it. Separate those two things. And just like we did with Coco, take those tools, what the positive intent and purpose of staying angry is, and separate those and create resources out of those and go back and insert those in to that situation that occurred where you were unforgiven. And watch it like a movie, but add these resources in and see how the movie changes when those resources are added. Play the movie out. Does it end differently? Does it end with forgiveness? Are we able to lessen the impact of the action and forgive? Keep going back and keep flipping the switches on each of those sensory modalities until you can reach forgiveness and allow the forgiveness to happen. By transforming your anger into forgiveness, by switching all of these sensory experiences to your more powerful ones, in the forgiven section, gives you the strength and the ability to flip at that final switch when you ask yourself the question, does anybody, any part of me, have any objection to reaching forgiveness with myself? And when it says no, then you integrate that forgiveness. And you know that it's happened when you go back and think about that unforgiven section. How do you feel now? Do you feel forgiven? Do you feel as though that incident feels the same or comparable to the forgiveness that you gave before? Now, what you need to identify are the values that were violated out of all of this. Look at what angered you the most. What values were infringed upon? And you need to confirm with yourself that those values are still important and that forgiveness isn't diminishing the importance of your personal values. Now that you have these new resources, look forward into the future and see how you would handle that situation differently, and see how these new resources allow you to respond naturally in a future event that you encounter where you have an issue that you were violated in by yourself or someone else, and how you can move to forgive that person while maintaining the integrity of your values. And knowing how to forgive is a huge, powerful tool for you in your toolbox. Because part of what hangs us up and keeps us from moving forward are these patterns of anger and resentment that we hold against people forever. And that stops us from realizing our truest potential. Just like Harv Talk, we got to delete these files and replace them with positive ones. So when we come up against a conflict where our values have been infringed upon by ourselves or someone else, we've got to use this strategy to dissociate ourselves, especially when we have created the infraction, and dissociate ourselves from the activity and forgive ourselves, but create the resources. That is the most important part of this exercise, is to create the resources in this strategy so you don't allow this situation to occur again. Figure out what you can do differently by the different responses and just delete this whole pattern that you responded to that caused the conflict. It's super powerful and so important, so vitally important that you allow yourself to be forgiven. It is what will let you reach your fullest potential. The faster and more often you can forgive yourself about current transgressions and previous ones, because you might be stuck in a particular area of your life because of something that happened years ago that you never let go to. And there's a positive intent and purpose for hanging on to this. And it's probably so your values don't get impinged upon again. Just like Coco was talking about, so I never forget. But forgiveness and forgetting are different things. You can forgive and never forget. You have to allow yourself the release so you can move forward, but create the tools necessary to move forward. And this are some of the keys to the castle. This forgiveness strategy is going to be so powerful when you can sit and work through this. And you may have more than one thing that you don't forgive yourself about. It could be not just about money, but it could be about, you know, diet and health. It could be about parenting. It could be about being a good child to your parents as an adult. And that's something that I struggle with so much because of all the hatred and resentment and trying to move forward and being angry at someone that doesn't have their resources organized in a fashion that they can fend for themselves. And I had to learn not to take that personally. I felt like it was a personal attack every time someone did something that I wound up having to clean up the mess. And I created resentment and hostility toward. And working through a forgiveness strategy allows me to understand, just like Coco came to the realization that that's just the way this person is, and they've always been this way. And what did Harv say about predicting your future? Well, your past, what you've always done, is what you're always going to do unless you actively work to change it. And that's why this is so powerful, because it will allow you the tools and the strength to forgive yourself. So this bulleted strategy will be up and available on the website at unlockyourwealth.com later on this weekend, so you can download this strategy. But it's a super powerful tool that you can incorporate. We're also going to do this upcoming week's millionaire focus strategy on millionaire nuts and bolts on forgiveness, because it's so important a tool for you to have in your toolbox. So for this week's nuts and bolts, our key statement for our forget the perfection principle strategy is that I know that I may make mistakes from time to time, as well as be derailed by others. And that is okay, because I am focusing on my progress, on my process. And that is more important than executing the process perfectly. So our key affirmation for this week is, I am great at forgiving myself. I am great at forgiving myself. That'll be your most important affirmation to date from this week's, or from this season's affirmations, is letting go and moving forward. Now, we say our affirmations several times throughout the day to convince that inner curmudgeon that we are goal-worthy, that our goals are worthy of our time and investment. And until we believe it ourselves, we have to constantly inundate us through repeated exposure until we believe it inherently that we have value. And so we repeat our affirmations several times throughout the day, starting right before we go to bed. We look at our affirmations and we read those affirmations out loud to ourselves. Put our hand on our heart, make a pledge, if you will, to ourselves for all these affirmations. And we say them at night to focus our subconscious mind on bringing all of these things into fruition into our lives. So after an incredibly restful, restorative night's sleep, we wake up rested and refreshed. We don't roll over and kiss the spouse. We don't let the dog out. No, we pull out our affirmations, and we say our affirmations out loud to focus our conscious mind on our higher purpose of the day. It's not to let the dog out, kiss the spouse, take the kids to school, feed them breakfast, grab dry cleaning, go to work, help homework, take everybody to practice. No, our higher purpose for the day is to create financial freedom for ourselves and our family, and it begins with the financial wellness in our minds. When we get our heads straight, our wallets will follow. And so what we think about, we bring about. What did Harv say? What we focus on expands. What we think about, we bring about. And if we're focusing on negativity, that's what we're going to get. If we focus on positive things and our higher purpose of the day, that's what will come about. Inevitably, it will. Now, the next time you say your affirmations is any time throughout the day you encounter negativity. Do not let someone take you off your mark. Somebody else will try to rain on your parade, no doubt, and it'll happen several times throughout your day. And when that happens, after the negative experience has passed, that person is out of your face or off the phone, grab your affirmations, run off to a corner, hide in the bathroom, go under your desk if you have a cubby, whatever it is that you can go to get to yourself, by yourself, and say your affirmations out loud again, because remember, what we think about, we bring about. And we don't want to be derailed by somebody else's pity party that they're trying to foist upon us. We want to focus on our higher purpose and refresh our memory and retrain and refocus our mind on what it is that we do want. And we say our affirmations again. And yes, sometimes you are going to have days that it seems like that's all you're doing all day long is reading affirmations. But that's a fact of life. Negative events occur. People will try to rain on our parade. But we're not going to let that happen. No, we're not, because we are going to rise above, because what we think about, we bring about, and we're going to focus on our higher purpose. Because it's not about them. It's about us and our lifetime. It's all about me. That is a powerful statement. It is a completely natural occurrence. Believe it. Use your affirmations to reinforce that. So your key action item, you have two key action items. One is mine and one is Harv's, if you remember. Your key action item is to take this forgiveness strategy. When you have a moment, steal away some time and spend about 15 to 20 minutes. Only do one at a time, because you might have a litany of things you might need to forgive yourself or others for. And remember, it's not about condoning other people's activity. It's about the forgiveness so you can move forward in your life. And so you are going to start forgiving yourself for the things that you haven't, the things that you're beating yourself up about. Separate out the positive intent and purpose, because that's the value of continually punishing yourself, and create new resources to give yourself that benefit by letting go of the garbage. Let go and forgive yourself so you can move forward and receive all that life has to give you. The universe is an abundant place, and it's just waiting to give you what you ask for, but you have to let go of the garbage in order to get there. So that is my key action item. And then Harv says, don't allow anything negative occur. Delete. Don't complain. No complaining for 7 days and see how your life will turn around. Remember, if you're a crap magnet, it takes a long time because it doesn't go at the speed of light. It goes at the speed of crap. So let the crap go for 1 week. It's not forever, just 1 week, and see how things feel at the end of that week. That is your charge until next Saturday. Remember to tune in to our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts on Tuesday for our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts focus strategy on forgiveness this upcoming week. And remember to surf over and get your free tickets to T. Harv Eker's Millionaire Mind Intensive. If you're going to the one in Arizona, I will look forward to meeting you there in October. www.millionairemind.com/unlockyourwealth. You only have a couple days left to snag your tickets, and then they'll be gone forever, and you'll have to pay full price. Thank you so much for joining us this week. And again, my hat's off to all of you who serve, and be sure to get your free books at trivia@UIWradio.com, trivia@UIWradio. For all active duty or veterans that have served, I will give you a copy of Yes You Can, personalized, at no charge. Same thing with T. Harv Eker. He has got personalized Secrets of the Millionaire Mind books just waiting for you. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Thanks to T. Harv and to Coco for joining us. Remember to visit the website for your featured strategy, www.unlockyourwealth.com. The Hunster has it uploaded and active for you. And answer the trivia question as well. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and we will chat with you again on Tuesday. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor, your hostess with the Financial Mostess, wishing you a prosperous day. And here is to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours.